The strongest idea this week came from a research paper rather than a major vendor announcement. When an AI agent works for a long time, the conversation stops being a reliable account of the work. Old observations become stale. Failed attempts disappear into the transcript. A later change can invalidate an earlier test. The agent may repeat work, act on an outdated assumption, or announce completion without a clear account of what actually changed. The practical response is to give Codex a living work record. That record should show what it inspected, what it changed, what it tried, what failed, and what remains unverified. Section 1. Replace conversational memory with an execution record. On August 1st, a group of researchers published a system called Ledger. It sits alongside a coding agent and maintains an explicit account of the current execution state. The study tested all 500 tasks in the SWE Bench Verified Software Repair Benchmark. With two different model configurations, the Ledger improved first attempt task resolution while reducing total cost. When attached to Codex, it raised first attempt resolution by 3.4 percentage points and reduced reported cost by 24.4%. Those results deserve restraint. This is a public preprint, not a settled finding across every kind of software project. The benchmark tests repairs in existing repositories. It does not tell us how well the same approach works when creating a new business tool from an idea. The useful mechanism is still clear. The ledger separates current facts from raw conversation history. The agent sees what remains true before choosing its next action. The system also checks whether a proposed command merely repeats work whose result is still valid. For a business builder, the lesson is simple. Do not depend on Codex remembering the project correctly because the conversation is long and detailed. Ask for four durable records. First, a current state note that says what is working now. Second, a change record that identifies what Codex modified and why. Third, an attempt record that preserves failed approaches and the evidence that ruled them out. Fourth, a verification record that separates completed checks from checks that remain unrun or inconclusive. Here is the instruction to use. Maintain a living work record throughout this build. Before making a major change, confirm that the relevant facts are still current. Record material changes, failed attempts, unresolved questions, and verification results in files inside the project. Do not report completion unless the work record and the product agree. The acceptance check is visible. You should be able to open the project after the conversation has ended and understand its current condition without reconstructing the chat. Section 2. Put permission boundaries outside the prompt. Anthropic's Claude code releases this week provide an uncomfortable reminder. Several fixes involved actions that crossed an intended boundary. One release fixed WorkTree isolated sessions and their subagents being able to run destructive GIT commands against the main checkout. The same release fixed automatic approval hooks bypassing tool restrictions in background tasks. A later release fixed crafted shell commands that could hide portions of themselves from permission checks. It also fixed workflow scripts being able to use dynamic imports to run code outside their workflow sandbox. These release notes do not establish how often the defects occurred or whether anyone exploited them. They establish something narrower and more useful. A statement such as, "Work only in this folder," does not enforce the boundary by itself. OpenAI's Codex release this week moved in the same direction. Codex added explicit trust for unfamiliar projects, stronger secret redaction, and additional plugin isolation. Again, availability is not proof of safety. The cross-vendor pattern matters because both companies are building controls outside the model's prose instructions. Your direction to Codex should distinguish between three kinds of work. First, reversible work inside the approved project can proceed autonomously. Second, external actions require a preview and your approval. This includes publishing, sending, purchasing, changing access, using private accounts, and moving data to another service. Third, destructive or difficult to reverse actions require an independent backup or a safe simulation before execution. The builder move is to state these boundaries before work begins. The acceptance check is a deliberate boundary test. Ask Codex to demonstrate that an unapproved path, credential, or external action is refused rather than merely avoided during a friendly run. Section 3. Package a routine only after it becomes stable. On August 6th, several companies published Agent Plugins version 1. The common format can package reusable instructions and connected tools so compatible agents can discover and load them. OpenAI added support in Codex the following day. Portability is useful. A repeated workflow can move between tools without being rewritten from scratch. Portability also spreads mistakes. A vague instruction, excessive permission, or faulty tool connection can now travel more easily. The business builder decision is when to turn a successful conversation into a reusable capability. Do it after the routine has succeeded repeatedly with different inputs. The package should state its purpose, required inputs, expected output, permitted actions, approval points, failure behavior, and acceptance check. Start with a narrow routine whose success is easy to judge. Creating a project folder, source list, decision record, and testing brief is a better first candidate than automating editorial judgment or publication. The acceptance check is repeatability. A person should be able to run the packaged routine on a new project and receive the same type of inspectable result without inheriting private data or unexplained permissions from the original example. Section 4. Silence is a failure state. Google's anti-gravity updates this week added better tracking for tool calls, context changes, and usage. Its August 7th changelog also described fixes for configurations that could never run, but were silently ignored, and for subagents that could go quiet when their message failed. The implementation details matter less than the failure pattern. A delegated agent can stop communicating while the parent system continues. The user sees inactivity and cannot tell whether the task succeeded, failed, or was never started. Set a simple completion contract for every delegated task. The task must end with one of three outcomes: a completed artifact, a specific decision request, or an explicit failure report. Silence and vague status language do not count. The acceptance check is straightforward. Every assigned task must identify what it produced, where the result lives, and what remains unresolved. Closing thought. This week's releases added plugins, permissions, redaction, tracking, and more capable agent coordination. The strongest improvement is less glamorous. Make the agent's state visible outside the conversation. Give Codex a current record. Bound its authority mechanically. Package only stable routines. Require every delegated task to end with evidence. That gives you something better than a longer chat. It gives you a project you can inspect, challenge, and continue.